Former Missouri Governor Roger Wilson joins us, and we're looking back on the flood of 1993. And as you think back on that, what are some of the first thoughts that come to your mind?
It's an odd one because I was acting governor at the time. And the reason I was acting governor is that for the first time in 10 years, Mel Carnahan was taking his wife Jean on a vacation, and they had just flown to Italy. And about the time they touched down in Italy was the time that the floodwaters were breaking over and starting to flood Missouri lands, as well as, you know, vast floods in Illinois. And he called back and said, what's going on? And the staff assured him that everything was going well, that the National Guard had been called out, and that they knew had already spotted all the communities that were flooding, and were working with the response people in those locations. And Mel knew the answer, but he went ahead and asked the question, or asked it of me, what do you think, Roger? And I said, more rain's projected. It's still raining in Iowa. The staff is right. Everything that could be done has been done. But you and I both know what the public's response will be if you're out of state, or if somebody who is your enemy wants to say, well, he's on vacation while we're flooded. And I don't know if they even spent a night there. And Mel was on the return trip home immediately. So, you know, he knew where he wanted to be while his state was in trouble. And that's probably the strongest memory I have of that, because it was just one of those things that you tend to remember. The second thing that I remember is that the response from FEMA in coordinating with our people at SEMA was fantastic. There was a gentleman by the name of James Lee Witt, who was the head of FEMA at the time, and they had help to us every time we ask. And so I think the flood was horribly damaging, but I think that the fast response of the community responders and then the state coordination and the federal coordination probably limited a flood that was with us for several months to as little damage as it could have been limited to.
When did you realize how really devastating this was?
When it started setting records. There were communities. You can go to the confluence of the Missouri and the Mississippi, and there's a little park there. And there is a pole that demarks all of the major floods, probably 8 or 10 major floods in the recent history of the state of Missouri. And the 95 flood is probably about eye level. With somebody my height, I'm about 5'11". And the flood of 93 is 10 more feet above that. And it just, when they said the record's been set here, record's been set there, places that had not been flooded before were being flooded. We knew that it was obviously the worst in our time, but it was one of the worst in the entire state's history by a long shot.
Do you have any images that you remember from back then that really stand out in your mind?
Watching my kids sandbag. We went to Roachport, which I grew up at Rural Route 1, Roachport, Missouri, and doing that. I also remember going up to Hannibal, and roads were closed up there. Major highways were closed up there. There were a couple of times when the I stayed late, and the highway patrol helicoptered me to back to Columbia because the 54 was underwater. I'm trying to think if 63 was actually underwater for a while too, but it was It was close. It was personal, obviously, along the Missouri-Mississippi. The delta in southeast Missouri was just a lake. And so, yeah, I have lots of memories. Probably the fondest memory I have is the response of Missourians. You talk about working together, and you talk about pitching in, and Rocheport was just a small example, but there were hundreds of people from Columbia that had gone to Rocheport to sandbag, and it was people acting the way they ought to act toward one another.
And I imagine you have no doubt, should this happen again, and we pray it doesn't, Missouri would again come together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We seem to be embarrassing ourselves every now and then politically, but I've seen some times like the flood of 93 and at the time of Governor Carnahan's death. I saw men and women act like gentlemen and ladies and supported each other and did not take advantage of situations like that when people could have. And it makes you proud to be from this state.
I'm imagining that once this was all over, the administration sat down around a table somewhere and talked about everything that had happened. Did we learn anything from this?
There was a debriefing, and, that was a 1,000-year flood. And so there were some questions about, all right, are we going to, what are we going to do? Are we going to increase the levees? Is that going to flood more land of our neighboring states downriver? And, of course, those debates had to be answered with an interstate compact and people trying to decide what to do. And there were some places where people were bought out and not allowed to build back in the floodplain, which I thought was smart.
All right, let's get people caught up. We've talked about the 93 flood. Is Roger Wilson staying busy, or are you having a little fun these days?
Oh, I'm having a lot of fun these days. I am, of course, I still watch the political scene, and it's quite entertaining. But I've had a chance to. Right now, we're putting some ponds in on 164 acres, and I'm enjoying coordinating that and overseeing that. And no, I'm not the one driving the bulldozer, but it's fun to see improvements and to stop erosion across your farmland. So that gives me some personal satisfaction. I've run into some awfully good doctors who have taken about 20 years off my knees, and I'm able to get back out on the golf course now. And some of my friends who were merciless and taking advantage of me and money from me when I was injured are now paying the price. So I've got a good bunch of friends. So it's a very wonderful life for me and my wife and both my kids. My son got through with his tour of duty in the Marines several years ago, stayed out in California for a while, and went to New Orleans for a while, but now is back home. My daughter, after graduating from Central Missouri State, went to New York for 15 years and finally decided that she would come back. And so both my children are in town. My wife and I are tickled pink, and it's if anybody has it better, I'm not sure who they are.
All right, Governor Roger Wilson, he's joined us today on Regional Radio.